ABC News.
And Lambis joins us now. Lambis, good morning.
Good morning, Fiona.
You came to fame as the historian who wouldn't give up. Why was it so important to you personally to locate these dead Anzacs in that mass grave in France and then to have them identified?
I'd met the survivors of the Battle of Fromelles, the so-called 19th of July men, and I have a belief that if you can find your war dead, you should do it. So a team of research and advocacy persisted with the research, and we advocated for the investigation and ultimately the recovery of the soldiers of Pheasant Wood.
So how many of these diggers have now been formally identified?
They recovered 250 from the pits at Pheasant Wood, and so far 159 have been identified. Identifying one was wonderful, but 159 is sensational.
Yeah, and the process is still going on now.
Yes, the search for DNA continues across Australia and around the world, and every March a panel gathers to go over those results to see whether or not they can identify even more. So it's ongoing work.
Why is it so important to put names to the remains? What does this actually mean to the families of those diggers?
I believe that every effort should be made to recover our war dead and to identify them if possible. And it's not sufficient to have a name carved in stone or cast in bronze or painted onto a board. If you can do better, you should. And with the result we've had at Pheasant Wood now, families have closure. Some are scared at the term closure, but I mean, we do have closure now for families, and they have a point of reference. They can go and make their personal pilgrimage to greet their soldier.
We must say, you work voluntarily, though. I mean, you do have assistance from the Commonwealth War Graves, but is there enough effort on behalf of the Commonwealth itself?
There is now a unit in Canberra, and it's their mandate to listen to any cases, any propositions, and they will actively, if there is merit to that proposition, actively seek those soldiers. But I believe there's a false economy around commemoration and remembrance. We've got to make every effort we can to look for our war dead. We have that moral obligation.
And for the past couple of years, you've been working with a group of friends in Turkey, I understand, at Gallipoli. What are you trying to find there?
The 8th of May 1915, Australians attacked at a post called Prithia. It was a one-night battle, and it was another disaster. And I believe that we've determined a site where the missing Australians were buried by us. Through the nights subsequent, they gathered the bodies from out in no man's land and brought them back and buried them. So we believe we've determined that site. I'm more confident about the Prithia site than I was for Pheasant Wood, but it's ongoing work, and we hope that our Turkish friends will allow an investigation and a recovery.
So, Lambis, Sunday, a very special day, 100 years since the war's end. How will you spend this Remembrance Day?
In the past, I've gone to the shrine and stood too at the 58th Battalion tree, one of the 15th Brigade's trees. This year, I've been invited to be a guest speaker at Burundara Council at Greythorn Park. So I'll be there this particular year, but every year we commemorate. It's ongoing work, and there's more work to be done in Fromelles and elsewhere.
Yeah. Lambis, appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thanks, and all the best with your efforts in Gallipoli. That is Lambis Englezos joining us there on the line ahead of Remembrance Day this Sunday. ABC News.